say. Eventually, emerging from my petrified disposition, I responded by saying the only thing I could think of. Our church doesn't make an issue out of it. Our goal is to introduce people to a relationship with God, and then sort that out later. How cliche. Why did his question seem to threaten me? Was it because I thought his worldview might jeopardize my faith and challenge my theology? What a missed opportunity. I had resorted to a quick answer, hoping to escape the discomfort of the dialogue. Behind his question was a story. I wish I had taken the time to ask him to tell me more and to listen. From that moment, I knew I had been sheltered. My desire to deflect the difficult issues of my culture had suppressed my ability to connect with others. It is a dangerous risk to be in the world but not of it. It cost Jesus his life, and it may well cost us ours. Leading a movement means you have to embrace the hazards of humanity in ways that may jeopardize self-preservation. By refusing to embrace this risk, however, we may risk a lot more. We may become unable to recognize the unmistakable reality of Christ manifesting himself within our communities. This was the case of the Gnostics, who were the subject of John's letters to the church. Gnosticism believed that God was far too pure to have anything to do with the material universe, which was considered evil. Since Gnosticism taught that all matter is evil, it denied the incarnation of God's Son. Hence John's statement, "This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God." 1 John 4, verses 2 through 3. Gnostics did not acknowledge or identify the revelation of God through Christ within their own culture. In a similar fashion, our presupposition that culture is evil may keep us from recognizing the presence of God in our culture. Efforts to reach culture from a distance often adopt an attractional strategy rather than an incarnational strategy. An attractional strategy assumes that we know the questions people are asking, and so it seeks to provide answers to these questions. An incarnational strategy does not assume it automatically knows what questions people are asking. Instead, it discovers the questions by engaging culture and seeks to answer these questions in ways to which the culture can relate. It is possible that we may actually think our style of worship, casual dress, new technology, and informal sermons make us relevant to culture. This is the sad illusion that so many churches live and die by. I believe that relevance happens when the ultimate answer, Jesus Christ, is expressed through a church that intersects with the world.